Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. But with the rapid emergence of medium and heavy-duty electric trucks, industrial-scale charging depots are springing up across the U.S. and the world, especially along major freight corridors and really any large concentration of people like the Olympics. Precon Products, which is known for its concrete electric vehicle charger bases, recently delivered 50 EV charger bases for a new charging hub in Southern California, and is helping the LA 2028 Olympics keep its 500-piece electric bus fleet fueled and ready to go. And on the line to discuss that is Dan Zaronandia, Vice President of Precon Products. So, Dan, thanks for joining us, and can you tell us a little bit about Precon Products?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Precon Products, we are a precast concrete manufacturer with plants in California. We have a 17-acre plant in Simi Valley, which is in Ventura County. We have a 5-acre plant in Suisun, Northern California. And we just opened a plant on 240 acres in Palmdale for some really large precast concrete infrastructure projects coming up in California. And the company was started in 1963 by my father, Don Zaronandia. Initially, we did precast concrete sewer manholes, but over the years, we ventured into many different industries and developed a lot of novel products and have several patents to the company.
Okay. Could you discuss the demand for your company's precast EV infrastructure products? You know, why do you think it's so necessary in today's renewable energy and industrial environments?
Yeah, so this is something our background, we've had a long history of taking poured in place concrete products and looking at them and saying, can we precast this to make it more efficient and quicker for the end user? A few years ago, through a friend of mine, there was a project in our town in Thousand Oaks, California, where this friend had to find somebody to pour concrete for EV charging basins. And he really struggled with finding a crew to form and pour these foundations. And so we went out to the project and saw what was happening. And that's what got us thinking about, can this be done with precast? Can this be made way more efficient and easier to do? So that was the genesis of this. It was about 6 years ago that we saw this problem and challenge, and we put our minds to work. We developed a precast concrete foundation. We have a patent on it, and the big advantage we have, other than being precast, we have an adaptable plate that will allow changes in the charger. So if a company puts a charger in and 2 years later they come up with a different charger, they can simply just swap the chargers out, not do anything with the foundation. The foundation set in this adapter plate gives them a big advantage. So that was something that was the genesis of it. Over the past few years, we've expanded in interacting with a lot of different contractors and EV charging manufacturers. We've broadened that offering to now we have several different variations of these bases to handle different size EV chargers.
Interesting. Let's discuss the EVEZ itself. You know, what's the installation like and how's it fill the market demand?
Okay. Yeah. So the EVEZ, that's the overall name of the company with several different products that go along with different bases. So these bases, let's take a typical size, 3 foot by 5 foot by about 3 feet tall. So it's a kind of a big cube, but we have the shape in it that allows for the electrical lines and the sweeps to come up to intersect with the charger itself, with thin wall knockouts to have those power lines come from any direction. Typically the electrical contractor that's laying the conduit will have trenching and big spaces open to either pour the base in the field, which is what's currently done, or simply drop our precast base in. So we can switch and go on ongoing projects and really get in quickly to save the contractor a lot of time and money and not having to find a contractor to pour concrete in the field. So that's, yeah, that's the big advantage to the EV-EZ. And we have shipped these foundations all over the country, to New York, to Florida, up to the state of Washington, and we're continuing to develop that market nationally. At some point, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to be casting in California and shipping 2,500 miles away, so we'll be looking for partners in the future to cast these closer to the project. But the savings in time and money is substantial.
Okay, Dan, and speaking of market demand, and before I let you go, could you maybe talk about the renewable energy demands for the upcoming 2028 LA Olympics, and what's Precon's role in that?
Yeah, so just a quick little tidbit. I went to the LA Coliseum on Saturday for a soccer match between LAFC and Inter Miami. I drove down, got near the stadium. The last 3 miles took me an hour and a half. The Olympics are going to be a huge, huge challenge for our infrastructure and mass transit. So having said that, that's a huge challenge for the city. There's major congestion. So we're looking, the city I know is exploring and pushing this idea of electric buses, electric charging stations all over, and it's a major push for getting permits, for getting crews to pour foundations and build out this infrastructure. That is a monumental task. By doing it precast, you could have things pre-built to where you could simply go in and drop these in and have something immediately up and going. And so the demand for the infrastructure and the build out over the next couple of years is a massive challenge for the city of Los Angeles. And we understand these games, as it stands right now, the infrastructure and the EV charging infrastructure we have is nowhere sufficient to meet what's coming down the road. And everybody knows it. And so there is this big, big push right now. And even with the state of California, there's some big grant money that's been set aside from Sacramento to help the state build this infrastructure that's coming up.
Makes sense. Well, thanks, Dan. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.